Let's open our Bibles and going back here into 2 Timothy, and we're in the first chapter, and God willing, we're going to pick it up here in the 13th verse, but it was so impressed upon my heart, let's never forget that you can never get to this verse without everything that preceded it, and how true that is, and I'm thankful to God how it's line upon line and precept upon precept, but especially in that thought is Paul could never say these things to Timothy. And when I say especially these things that are coming up, the next two verses, they're so incredible in the encouragement of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Brother, wake up. Look down. Sometimes you have to tell folks, look at the crown in your hand. That's the message that he's given you. Rejoice in it. Believe him. He that is faithful and true. Praise God. Lord, help us to be encouraged by his love, not by my faithfulness, but by his great love, his passion for me. Moment by moment, he's after me. Moment by moment, he's after you. Thank you, God, for every shortcoming. Thank you, God, for every failure. Thank you, God, for every time I didn't know how. Praise God for the Red Sea. Praise God for the furnace. Because by the grace of God, I look to the Word in faith, and I believe, and I see the pattern that we're going to discuss tonight. It must be this way. I am your strength. You are weak, but I am strong. The Father's going to do it but one way, if you want to go that way, and that's going to be magnify my Son. Praise be to God. Now, these next couple verses that we're going to read here, without verse 12, brothers and sisters, it could never happen. Timothy, I know whom I have believed. Listen to this, son. Timothy, listen to this. See, brothers and sisters, this is so absolutely wonderful. This is the chosen vessel unto God. Paul was called and chosen for this. He was graced with the mystery, the revelation of it all. The word given to Paul completed the Word of God, finished it. Hallelujah. We're going to get into that beautiful finishing here in a moment. But brothers and sisters, as he's telling Timothy, and that's us, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Don't fret. I don't need to wrestle with it. I do not need to worry about it. This is to his keeping. He that is faithful and true. Praise be to God. Now, Timothy, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. This is what's coming to pass here. Your faith, your love, your strength, your willingness, your yielding is all by him. It's all from him. It's all due him. Timothy, we are his workmanship. We are precious lumps of clay, brother. Thank you, God. And he alone in his hands molds us. He alone with that precious God's head's anointing, that oil upon us that moistens and tenders us and causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. He does it all. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So now, it's in the greatest of grace's assurance. See, grace assures this to us. Grace does. Grace, that's it. It assures this to us. And it does it because of Christ in us. Christ in you. That we can now receive this, Timothy's. And by the grace of God, believe it. Verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you hear the words, hold fast, God help you, that should get your attention. Because you know one thing, it ain't salvation. Praise be to God. I know I'm not holding that. I know who holds me. Praise God. It's awakening to who's apprehended me, hallelujah, that I would apprehend him in that same passion, in that same fervency. That's the wife that knows him, that knows that love, that's grown up into him in all things, that sees with those enlightened eyes of understanding that he sees with. See, you wouldn't marry someone in the natural unless truly they loved you as you love them. It wouldn't. You want that equal. You want that response, that fervency. Amen. This is everything of it. This is exactly what God is ready to give us. Oh, what a plan it is that the Father is seeking such that worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. This just beyond. Praise be to God that this is what it is for us. But hold fast. And what attention we should pray that God give us to this. Because we know that when we hear this word, these words, hold fast, that this is referring to none other than the exalted crown of righteousness that the Philadelphia company in Revelation 3:11, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. This is that same message, brothers and sisters, and by grace the ones that will wear that crown. And here he is exhorting Brother Timothy. Brother, you've got it. You got it. Hold it fast, son. The plan, the purpose, the provision, the very power. This is us in Christ. Thank you, God. We've entered into this same, praise the Lord, calling, this choosing in our lives that God has graced us with. God has given it to you. You did not earn it. Just hold it fast. Cherish it. This is the very crown message, isn't it? What don't you want to receive of me that I just love you? But I love you with a passion that I want you to rule and to reign and to be glorified together with me. Amen. See, without faith, you could never believe that. And that is the most holy faith that he gives us. Now, I've had discussions with people in this and with Christians, and I've had someone say to me, Brother, how do you see all that in there? And I remember how the Lord encouraged a long time ago, it's because of sound words. That's how I know. That's how I see it in there. Sound words. And sound words, it says the form of sound words. See, isn't that wonderful? The form. And that word form means a pattern. There's a pattern, praise be to God, in these sound words. And Brother Paul's saying, stand in it. And isn't it wonderful, brothers and sisters, and I glory in this, that every time we get together, we glory in the pattern. Aren't you thankful? I don't want to mess around. Our fellowship is in the gospel of Christ. Isn't that awesome? We come in here, and we are graced that we are redeeming the time. Now, there might be people looking for a lot of different things, and I understand they are, and they might not want to have anything to do with it. Want to come to a church, but that's not what I want. I want to talk about neighborhood situations. I want to talk about politics. I want to see what kind of thing we can get behind and try to change this world. No, I'm looking for the thing and the only thing that can change me into what he wants. Praise God. And this is what this is. But you see, brothers and sisters, this pattern, these sound words, this form of sound words, is the bride. It's the bridal calling. As Brother Paul is encouraging him in the scripture, he's saying, this is the same thing that's seen in Adam and Eve, to Isaac and Rebekah, to Esther, the Song of Solomon's, to Proverbs, virtuous woman, to the mystery revealed by Paul, me, as he's saying here, in all the epistles that God has given. The pattern, praise God, as Brother Copley called it, the outline, the sketches. He makes note of it like a seamstress, how they'd have a pattern and you'd cut through and it would come. And he was talking about the dresses, and especially like about the wedding dress, and how wonderful that it always is the same, grace upon grace. And I was thinking in this case, praise the Lord, that wedding dress is not being altered and changed. Oh no. That wedding dress, that gown, praise God, for her, we must be cut to fit that gown. We must be molded and shapen, praise God, after His perfect will to fit that precious dress. And what is the pattern? Grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Now, the value of Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, cannot be compared. I was encouraged in reading some things this week. As Jesus Christ boldly declared Himself the Son of God, so does Paul, in that same boldness of spirit, reveal Himself as the chosen vessel with the revelation of the mystery of Christ in the church. There's no doubt when you look into the Word of God and read it, and by my Spirit believe it, that Paul is the chosen vessel. I do not worship my brother, I understand that, but I am sure thankful for him, just as I am thankful for the ones that God has graced in my life to follow Paul as he followed Christ. Those are the greatest of treasure in my life. Those are the greatest of treasure in your life. Christ in them. Mark them as examples. Follow them. And it's not the man, but it's the faith and love, praise God, in the brethren that follow Paul as he followed Christ. Now, Paul was not ashamed of that. Paul knew that the revelation of the mystery of the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus was given to him, that the Gentiles should now be joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. And in that, he is encouraged in spirit to say, "Preach no other gospel. If I or an angel preach any other gospel, don't go after that. Preach no other gospel. This is it." Hallelujah. And again, this pattern, brothers and sisters, is so wonderful. It was hidden in Scripture throughout the ages. It was hidden there. They desired to look into it. I appreciated a brother in the office just before we came out and how God just touched my heart with that. You know, you think of what Daniel saw. He saw that, or I should say Ezekiel, as he saw that precious cherubim. And then John, as he was carried up there, and he looked into that same four living ones. But then there was Paul. And I'm confident he saw the same. But he saw it differently. He saw it with eyes enlightened of understanding that neither Ezekiel nor John could receive, because it was not for them. As we understand very clearly, the Old Testament full overcomers, praise be to God for those 24 elders round about the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful stuff. Praise the Lord. And praise God for Brother John, one of the 12. And we'll be sitting on those 12 thrones, ruling over those 12 tribes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that the Lord graced him to take the place that God has for them. And God has graced you to take that place in the midst of the throne with him, descending from heaven, having the glory of God and her light. Oh God, help us to ravish my heart with that calling. That's what we've been called to. That's what God has chosen us for. This is the message. Brother Timothy, hold it fast, son. Don't be distracted. Don't look with these. Don't hear with this. My eyes, be full of those eyes within and out. Oh, hallelujah. So wonderful. So wonderful. But see, through Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, we see that pattern that was hidden throughout all the scripture. We start to see it everywhere. And we begin to see it more glorious every day. As the Holy Ghost increases that love doctrine in our hearts. It just grows and grows. You sit down expecting from Him. I don't sit at the Word of God and say, well, what am I going to find today? No way. This is by His Spirit. Lord, I know this is Your will. I know this is Your desire. I know You love me. What You're going to show me? Let's go. Praise God. Praise be to God. All right. Now, once again here, the emphasis, brothers and sisters, is sound words. Sound doctrine. See, there's so much mixture of error and truth in Christianity today in the preaching that goes on. And it's one of two reasons. It's either because these preachers and teachers don't know of the gospel of Paul. And let me tell you something, it's because they don't want to know. Because it's God's will that they would know. We know that. We know that for our own lives. But it's either that they don't know of this gospel, or when they know it, they still preach other doctrines with it. And let me tell you something. Your thoughts, your personal input are doctrines. And they are. And this is preach no other doctrine. See, any other doctrine but Paul's doctrine is a devilish doctrine. Now, I've said that before, and people look at me and they say, how can you say that? Well, I'll tell you why I can say that, because the will of God is very clear, that we would come to the full knowledge of the truth. Well, it just so happens to be that Paul's gospel is the full knowledge of the truth. Do you know that? Do we see that for what it is? Paul's gospel is the full knowledge of the truth. As we mentioned earlier, Colossians 1:25 tells us that the word that was given to Paul completes or fulfills the word of God. Paul's gospel completes the word. Paul's gospel completes Christ Jesus, the word. And why? Because Paul's gospel is the gospel of the bride who completes him. They will wed. He is waiting to take the throne as God and will not until he is complete with her. Do you want romance in your life? Oh my. Let him do it. And, well, I better stop there. I'll embarrass some people. Maybe even myself. But you see, this is what it is. So see, when we follow then the Word of God, when we pant after it, when we want the whole counsel of God, not bits and pieces, not just here and there, but when we go after all of it. And again, this is His grace. This is nothing of us. This is His grace that does this. We can conclude then, brothers and sisters, if we will go after it, the result will be none other than Son glory. Amen? Because that's what He's promised. And it's impossible for God to lie. See, that's what's so beautiful. It's exact. You let me. And honey, it'll be the midst of the throne for you. Hmm? We're His workmanship. Get excited about this. God, help me to just submit, surrender. You're my head, Jesus. Lord, Thou knowest. Whew, does He know? Now, and He knows everything, doesn't He? Your thought afar off? Down setting, uprising? You think He even knows about them before ordained good works that you should walk therein? I think He was absolutely the creator of them. He tells me so. What a love. So see, then we can confidently say then, if we would miss that mark, brothers and sisters, if we would miss it, that we know then that that would be the allowing of the enemy in our lives to somehow mix error in what we're receiving. Something caused us to leave the first love. It's the truth. Something became more important. Something got us to sleep. And all I can say is, by God's grace, Lord, help us not to be shy. Help us not to be shy about this. I don't want to be ashamed about this. I'm not trying to appease man. I, by God's grace, want to preach the gospel. And in that, God, help us to stand. And brothers and sisters, if we will yield to this, my goodness, all because of His grace, what glory, we shall be. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, this is some rich stuff. We haven't even gotten through 13. My goodness. How could we? Wonderful. So, how does Paul instruct Timothy to hold it fast? Think about that. There we are. Which thou hast heard of me, hold it fast, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. See, isn't that wonderful? See, faith and love, we know that that's grace. So we know that even that strength to hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown, that's His. And I'm thankful about that too. That I can rely and depend upon Him for everything. God, give me the strength. Hallelujah. See, brothers and sisters, it wasn't by Timothy's strength or by Timothy's might. It was all going to be by the power of His might, the Holy Ghost. And that's why we can settle in with faith and love in Christ Jesus. See, there's no other way. And it's the faith, brothers and sisters, in the gospel of Paul. And in faith in the gospel of Paul, the evidence will always be great love. See, those are two inseparable things in that precious gospel. And notice here what's so beautiful. Faith in Christ Jesus and love in Christ Jesus. It's all in Christ Jesus. He's always magnified. It's always Him. Praise the Lord. It has no confidence in man. It has no confidence in you. It's all confidence in Him. It's all faith in Him. And it's all His love. Praise God for this. The champion of our faith again. Here we go. And yes, there are those that know Paul's gospel, have faith about it, but they're downright cold. This has to be brought out. There's no fervent love. And I'm so thankful that Brother Copley was encouraged to bring this out. And thanks be to God that I have marked that sweet brother as an example and follow that truth in love in that life. And you know what? That same old enemy has the same old tricks. And in that same old tricks, brothers and sisters, we can grow cold, as Brother Copley says, when it's not made practical in our lives. See, we can know something, but we don't necessarily live it. Amen? Sure. I told you about that health guy that my brother Jim, when he was in med school, that was the funniest thing I ever heard. He was sitting there, he's a nutritionist, and big old heavy guy, and he smoked like a chimney, and these poor women would come in there, and they might be a little bit overweight, and he'd tell, oh, you're too fat, and then he'd go out there and puff on his cigarette. just nuts. Brothers and sisters, if I'm going to preach the bridal message to somebody and I have not love, what's it going to profit? Because that could be, it's got to be faith to move mountains to believe it. Amen? I mean, that's some deep faith. But if I have no fervent love in it, it will profit nothing. Know these things for our own lives. Oh, God, help us. See, brothers and sisters, Paul's gospel, believed and living in a life, is a life most lovely. It's a lovely life. It's a happy life. Oh, there's lots of sorrow all along the way. We know these things. Go read James 4 about that sorrow. Wonderful stuff in there. Had me bouncing all over the room in the spirit reading that. A lot of people read James, they get a long face. You let the Spirit read to you, James, and you'll be beaming. What the love and the testimony of the love of God can do in your life. It can change a wretch like me. Oh, thank you, God, it did. Thank you, God, it does every day. Thank you, Lord, it pulls me away from self and causes my eyes to look up and to see the beauty of the Lord and to rejoice and to be thankful like I could never imagine. Thank you, God. See, it's a life that is rich in grace, that is a life that believes and lives the love of the bride. It's a life that is rich in long-suffering, a life that is gentle and kind. It's a life that is a restorer because it's a life most spiritual. It's a life like Him. I don't want to just be like Him to be like Him. I want to be like Him because He loves me. I want to be like Him because of His love. I want to be transformed. I want to be willing for Him to take me from glory to glory. And I know what glory to glory by His grace is, looking into the Word of God. I could also say it like this, from furnace to furnace. From lion's den to lion's den. From sorrow to sorrow. Oh, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's coming. It's coming so soon. It's coming so soon. Oh, Lord, quicken us. Quicken us to embrace it. But you see, brothers and sisters, may we take heed to this. Because I'll tell you, this is the greatest of callings there could ever be. This is the crown glory. And as Brother Paul is preaching to Timothy, I'll tell you what, those words are alive and living today in those that believe. Praise God. Verse 14, that good thing. So here we go. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. See, he's giving it to Timothy again, isn't he? But he's just raising the bar. Raising the bar of glory. Raising the bar of the power that's for you. Faith and love in the last one. I'll just give it to you where all that source comes from. The power of my might, the Holy Ghost. So there's no doubt here, son. This is it. And you know that power. Because you're filled. You know that power. You're filled. Praise the Lord. It's there. Now the fullness of the Holy Ghost. I'm so thankful for the fullness of the Holy Ghost. I'm so thankful for that. It's the grace of God. It's so powerful. To praise Him. Hallelujah. The joy, that's the power, is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Things come at you, praise be to God for the Holy Ghost. I'm sitting at the well. Listen, I don't have time for that. I'm caught up in the proposal. I don't have time for that. Isn't that amazing how He protects you? He protects you with the Word. See, it's the Word. It's the proposal. I can't even imagine I was on that camel. Time just flew by listening to that proposal. We're here. It was temporal. It was just a moment. To them, that love His appearing. You love His appearing, you love the proposal. Huh? See? He's getting at us. This is it. Praise God. Now, Timothy, the Word has been committed to you, son. Do you know that? He's committed this to you. It means He's deposited it. It's like a property that's been committed. Take care of it. Praise God. Hold that fast again. Here it is. Hold that fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You talk about how privileged we are and how much He sees in us and how much He loves us. What's been committed to us, this treasure of treasures. He's counted you a Fort Knox. He's putting it all there. And then He's the one that stands guard. It's the Holy Spirit power that protects it, keeps it, everything about it. We're shut up to Him in this, you see? Praise the Lord. The treasure in the earthen vessel. It's just so tremendous. And what was the good thing that was poured from Paul to Timothy? Again, Paul's gospel. Let's go over to Romans 2:16. And I love running through these verses with you time and time and time again. Time and time and time again. We need to be reminded of this always to keep these things in remembrance. Praise be to God that the Holy Ghost, fervently alive, beating, brothers and sisters, lest at any time we should let them slip. How are we going to escape? Huh? Praise God. It's like that picture of your honey in your pocket. You better keep looking at her. Well, here she is. Amen? Romans 2:16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. He wasn't shy in saying that, was he? I'm sure at times those disciples thought, who does he think he is? But they knew real quick, didn't they? Didn't matter. I've been with Jesus. Praise be to God. And God graced those brethren to come around, didn't he? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:7. We're going to get there, Lord willing, if he tarry too. But look what he says there is coming up. Consider what I say. This is what Paul says to him. Consider what I say. And if you'll consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. You want to understand the Word of God? You want to look into this precious Word and understand it? To know the love of Christ? You want to be filled with all the fullness of God? By His grace, you want to grow up into Him in all things? Consider what I say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Now, how much then does this just underscore and magnify the need for the Holy Ghost in our lives? Takes the things of mine and makes them yours. As Jesus Christ said, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them. You can't understand them now, disciples, even ones that laid your head upon my breast. You can't understand them. I can't give them to you. But when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, see, He's been with you and shall be in you, filled time. He will guide you. He will lead you. He will take all the things of mine and make them yours. All the things. He will guide you into all truth. And what's he say here? Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. This is the most holy faith. This is it. Praise be to God. This is everything. This is the depth of the mystery. Praise his name. Then go over with me to, there's so many, but how about Philippians 3:17? Go over there. Here it is. Brethren, Paul again, be followers together of me. Man, it's quite a statement, isn't it? But see, it was follow me as I follow Christ. See, he wasn't magnifying himself. But be together, followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an ensample. Praise the Lord, I live in the time of which walk so. I have been graced to be among them of which walk so. God help us to have a good time in Jesus. I'll have to start telling my kids in home which walk so. They'll wonder what daddy's doing now. But we'll know something, won't we? Praise be to God. But the gospel, Paul's gospel, is the gospel of the glory, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, we know this. Thank you, God, we rejoice in it. It's the proposal to win Christ as bridegroom. It was entrusted unto me, Timothy, is what Paul's telling him here. I know the Lord now has called you, because he's calling me home, son, to be the overseer of it. He'll be with you just as he's been with me. I wonder where we heard that before, huh? Moses, my servant, is dead. Oh, I get chills thinking of this. He's made these things so real to us, brothers and sisters. He has. It's just how God does it. We go with him, that word's going to be living and alive. Hallelujah. He's going to show us. He's going to take us all the way through the no way. But he'll be with you just as he's been with me, because it's the same Holy Ghost power that's in us. Amen. Don't worry, brother. It's not by your strength. It's not by your faithfulness, your wisdom, or your ability. It's by his Spirit. The Spirit will do it. He cannot fail. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So rest in that perfect love and be not moved. He will perform it. Just let God do it. Praise the Lord. I'm there. I am right there. Praise God. You right there? Hallelujah. See, this wasn't a long time ago. This is happening right now. Right now. Every day. Every day. This isn't one time. Every day. That salvation new every single day. Praise the Lord. And here it is, that precious message. Yep, I'm nuts, but this is how it is. And praise be to God that it's just the love that makes us go this way. Verse 15, let's close it out. This thou knowest. Isn't that wonderful? See, it's not something you're going to shy away from here, son. You know these things. That all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Now, it's interesting how he just kind of brings this right up. Here we were in this, and then boom. But it's right on the mark. It's not like he's off subject here. It is boom. It's the Holy Ghost, and it's perfect. And you think about these two brothers, and this is exactly, they turned away. They didn't want to go after it. They knew the things that Paul was speaking of. They, I believe, followed Paul as he followed Christ for some time. They were devout ones. But Timothy, listen to me. I told you of these things, and I'm telling you, when you turn from sound words to feeling or principle, when you start seeing things with your own eyes instead of faith, you'll turn away. It don't matter who you are. It does not matter who you are. That's why he says, all in Asia have departed from my gospel. See, no matter how much you stood for yesterday, it's about today. And if you turn from sound words today, this is exactly what will happen. Stand, withstand, having an all to stand. Stay with this. It's very interesting what these two names mean. And it gives you an insight, I mean a perfect insight, of why people turn away from the truth. First of all, this phagellus means little fugitive. Just a little fugitive. See, you don't need to be a big fugitive to turn away. A little leaven? Didn't say a whole big leaven. Just a little leaven leavens the whole lump, huh? The little foxes spoil the vine. Come on. See, anything but the whole counsel of God misses the mark. Paul is telling Timothy, this is the gospel to win him. This is the mark for the prize. It's such a narrow way, son. And this is it. And when you turn away, it'll be because the little leaven. It'll be because the love waxed cold. It'll be because you left your first love. God just sums it right up. Bam, there it is. Whole bunch of reasons, I guess excuses, but it's always the same thing. You left your first love. Now, that second one, Hermogenes, that name means lucky born. Fortunate. Fortunate in the natural. See, when you're so fortunate in the natural, you don't see really the need to suffer with Christ. What do you think, huh? You thankful now that God's given you some needs? Yes, you are. It might not be joyous for the moment, and it isn't. Let's be real. It hurts. That crown of thorns hurt him. Yep, those stripes hurt. But because of the joy that was set before him, you couldn't keep me away. Praise God. Praise God. It's the joy. But see, when we think we got it too good, when we think we're just okay, and all of that, brothers and sisters, you can turn away from it in that regard and say, you know what, I don't want to be associated with that. That's a little too narrow for me. The good and acceptable is just fine. You all can have the perfect will of God. God help us, huh? In verses 16 through 18, the Lord give mercy unto the house of, how did I say that? Onesiphorus. There we go. For he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Boy, that must have been some sweet fellowship, huh? There in Ephesus. Let's go on back and read how he was there those years, and a lot of things happened there. Ephesus, fully purposed. What a place to be, huh? But brothers and sisters, I always appreciated how the Lord ended this chapter here. What a sweet tone and what a sweet note. Onesiphorus, it means prophet bringer. Prophet bringer. And I'll tell you, you want to bring somebody prophet, refresh them with the gospel. And see, he wasn't ashamed of Paul's suffering, was he? See, he just wanted to help that brother. Sought me out diligently. Isn't that something? Take note of that, brothers and sisters. By God's grace, may we continue to seek out Paul's message diligently. Seek out Paul diligently. And in that, praise God, you'll find it. You'll find it. Because the word tells us that he that wills to know will know of the gospel. It's guaranteed because it's God's greatest desire. And notice as well, Timothy, this brother, he had no title. He didn't have any big title. He had no prominent place in the church. Don't look upon the appearance, brother. Don't look on the title. Look on the heart. As it said right there, praise God, mark them. Praise the Lord. Look upon those that have marked me. Ones that it's not in word only, but in deed and in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. What a happy time it is. God help us not to be caught up into the things of this world. It is. The evil of man is waxing worse and worse. It's going. And it's going fast. The slippery slope, it's a free fall. Praise be to God. It's wonderful. When you see these things start to come to pass, look up. That day is right at any moment. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed. Thank you, God.